Welcome to another Java podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be looking at arrays. There's always a classic joke with arrays. You go, hip hip array. Yes, I know it's bad, but almost every single place I've seen which tries to explain arrays, it used that joke at some point. I thought I'd get out of the way, that way you can cringe and just go, oh god. And then we can move on with the task at hand. So, what are arrays? Arrays can store lots of values. That's the purpose behind them. They store lots of values in a single reference. They're great for looping over them, for processing and stuff like that. So, basically, if you've got to store more than one value for something, you always use an array. Okay. Later on, we can use different data structures such as queues, array lists and stuff like that. But at the moment, arrays are the way forward for storing lots of values. To create an array, you need to know two things. First of all, you need to know how big the array is going to be. Arrays are known as a static data structure. And what that means is that they're a fixed size. So once you create the array, you can't change the size of it. So if I got, say, 10 elements to store, and then all of a sudden I think, oh crap, I need to store another 10, it wouldn't let me because I've said it was 10 to begin with. So you've got to know up front how big your array is going to be. The other thing you need to know is what type of data you can be storing, because arrays can only store one type of data. Exactly the same as a variable can only store one type of data, for example an integer or a string, arrays work the same way. This is a bit more tricky because obviously we're not storing one value, we're storing lots of them. So arrays can store lots of values. So when you create an array, you use the definition of data type followed by a name for it, a reference. The reference works the same way as a variable reference would. So if I wanted to create an integer variable, I might go int var, for example, to define it. With an array, it'll be int var open close square brackets. And the square brackets in Java is used to help you reference arrays, okay, and you get very used to this square bracket notation. Once you've defined your array, you can access elements in it by knowing which number index you want to act reference. Arrays start at zero, so if you've got 10 values stored in an array, they'll run from 0 to 9. Okay, so if I want to access the first value of my array, I'd go, if my array was called values, for example, I'd go values square bracket 0, and that would access the first element. If I wanted to access the fourth element, I'd go values open square bracket 3. And so on and so forth. If I want to assign a value to an array, a position in the array, I'd go values for in square brackets equals, I don't know, whatever value you want to set it to be. Okay, so you can use arrays in the exact same way as you'd use any other variable. The only difference is you must specify which index you were talking about. So for example, if I said, values, bear in mind values is an array, equals 4, that's incorrect because I'm trying to make a single integer equal an array. Okay, so obviously they're not the same data type. You can set values up in an array on definition, and Java's got kind of a nice little shorthand. For example, if I wanted to add a couple of numbers to an array when I created it, I could go int a open close square brackets equals open curly brackets 3, 2, 1 close curly brackets. Okay, so you can define what values go into my array with curly brackets afterwards. Have a look at the website to see the exact syntax of that. It makes a bit more sense when you actually physically see it. The last thing to bear in mind with arrays is that they can be multi-dimensional. So a single dimensional array can only store one set of values. Multi-dimensional arrays can store multiple sets of values and are great for storing things like images and stuff like that. So you can have a 2D array, a 3D array, a 4D array, and whatever D array you can think of. It's actually quite rare to go any further than the 3D, and I actually can't think of many situations where you would even want to, but you can if you wish to. Java does allow you. when you do create a multiple dimensional array, so if you've got a 2D array, if you've got a 2D array of 5x5, then that's 25 blocks you can store it in. Again, have a look at the website to see this in a graphical way, and also to see how a multi-dimensional array can be used to actually store any information you want. So, summary, arrays store multiple values in a single reference. They can be used to store many, many values. You must define them with a size, a data type, and a reference name. They are static data structure, which means they're a fixed size. You can add values to the array on creation, and arrays can be multidimensional. So hopefully you've got something from this podcast, and I promise not to do too many really bad jokes. Well, I best not keep promises I'm not going to keep now, should I? I'll see you next time.